The text for our message today is from the 21st chapter of Luke, verses 27 and 28. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You may be seated. In Christ, our grandparents were coming, our only set. On one side of the family, they had died before I was born, but the other ones were coming, and I had never met them. I was about 8 years old, and all of my friends had grandpas and grandmas who would buy them presents and candy, but mine lived too far away. My mom had been baking for a week, and there were all kinds of cookies and baked goods just waiting. And I heard that my grandfather had a sweet tooth, so you can imagine the joy my brother and I felt and the excitement about the possibilities of the sugar-filled feast that awaited us. About a week before they arrived, we made a banner to welcome them. Our parents told us a few days before that they would arrive sometime on Saturday. And so my brother and I, not wanting to miss their arrival, got up a little before sunrise and started watching out the front window. And we waited. We took turns eating breakfast so we wouldn't miss them, and then lunch. And we waited. And finally, after all that waiting, the car pulled up. My brother jumped up and ran out the door and left it open. I tried to jump up, but my foot was stuck under the chair, so I had to pull off my shoe and run outside with one shoe on to greet my grandparents. You get the general idea of our excitement and what my parents had to put up with. Waiting for something exciting especially is very difficult. We become so used to getting everything right away when we want it. We have a hard time waiting. Well, our reading this morning tells us about the end of a very long wait, our wait for Jesus to return. In the excitement and anticipation we can all feel. To put it into its context, let's hear the verses just prior to our reading. Jesus says, "And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the power of the heavens will be shaken." It may sound terrifying. What's your reaction when you hear about those things? We've all heard of them lately. We hear about major storms of natural disasters, and we feel fear tugging at us when we hear about terrorism and all the possibilities and scenarios anyone with an imagination can dream up. Nations are certainly in distress. Jesus says all these things are signs of a coming judgment for all people. They're like clearly marked road signs, right there for everyone to see. So why do so many people seem to miss them? All the unbelievers and even many Christians in our day are going right by God's signs without even looking at them. The road doesn't go on forever. Sooner than we think, maybe much sooner, we'll reach the end, the last day of this earth, when Jesus will suddenly arrive back here on earth. And it will be very sudden. As Jesus tells us in Matthew, "For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man." The Apostle John echoes our reading when he writes in Revelation, "Look, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him." Every eye will see Jesus when he returns. Every person who has ever lived will see our Savior face to face. Take special note of that phrase, "Every eye will see him." Jesus will return only once, and it won't be in secret. He won't take some to heaven and leave some behind for a while and then come back and take them away later, as many false teachers suggest. He will return only once, and when he does, everyone will see him at the same time. What will that day be like? For unbelievers, it will be a day of sheer terror. They'll want to run away, but there won't be anywhere to run. How can you run from a God who is present everywhere? They'll want to hide themselves from God. But how can you hide from a God who is all-knowing? They'll want to fight God, but how can you resist a God who is all-powerful? All those who mock Christ and his word, all of those who fight against and persecute his people, and all those who just didn't want to bother with him, will be on their knees before him. On their knees before their judge, knowing that they're guilty. And their punishment is too much for us to even imagine. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. For reject Jesus, that sight will be terrifying. But not for us. Jesus doesn't tell us to hide under our blankets and our beds, fearing what's to come. He's coming back for you and for me. And he doesn't want us to be afraid of that day. He says to watch for him. And when you see him, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. In the Old Testament, Job, after suffering all kinds of disasters, the death of his family, disease, the taunting of his friends and even his wife, said this: I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand on the earth, and after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. Job had complete confidence that even though he was sure he would die, that he also would be resurrected to meet his Savior face to face. And he was ready, and he was excited to do just that. The last day is not a day for us to fear. We can look forward to it like children waiting with excitement. The coming day, the coming judgment, isn't a trap for us. Christians have nothing to fear. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Our sins are forgiven. We've been declared innocent before God by his grace through faith in Jesus. For us, the last day is the first day of our eternal lives. That's why Jesus has these instructions for his followers. He says, look up and lift up your heads. And why? Because your redemption is drawing near. Your redemption. Your Savior, the God who loved you so much that he lowered himself to be born into this corrupted world, to live the perfect life demanded of you in your place. The Savior who loved you so much that he endured beatings and the torture of death on the cross to pay for your sins. Your redemption is coming. Your Savior is coming. When that moment comes, when the last trumpet sounds and Jesus appears in the clouds like a bolt of lightning, then lift up your heads and shout for joy. Run out to meet him. It's the day we've been waiting for, the day when we finally see the fulfillment of that great love of God shown to us in Jesus. It's the dawn of eternity, an eternity that we will spend in heaven because Jesus has saved us. He's redeemed us. Look up. Your redemption draws near. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.